Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're not ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but today. So you have that life of freedom to do what you want with those that you want to be with and essentially have the life that you love. But on top of that, it's not just about your own comfort and convenience, because as a Rippler, you're here to create value in the world. You're here to create freedom for yourself. And as a result, you'll have a greater ability to bless more people's lives. And so proud to have you guys on. Appreciate you guys being on the show, binging and everything that you're doing, sharing. Thank you so much for making this podcast one of the fastest growing podcasts around right now. So appreciate that so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great ebook on there, as well as great blogs and things like that you could check out to get more information. A quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner, with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X, group.com. Check them out. So today's show, I'm going to bring on a special guest here of something that I actually heard him on another podcast, which I know for you guys is pretty rare. I listen to podcasts. I barely want to listen to my own, to be honest, you know, because I love podcasts, but at the same time, you know, I've got other things I'd rather be doing. So, but I heard this podcast and it really intrigued me and it got me to reach out to this guy. And as a result, he's here with you now. And so the special guest I have here today is Matthew Sullivan. Now, Matthew is the CEO and founder of Quantum RE, a company that solves a real problem for homeowners by helping them access a portion of their home equity, get this, without taking on more debt. So if you can imagine this, this is a way to get access to your equity without having to get a loan. So this is a new financing tool. It's not a HELOC. It's not a loan at all. And it's not even a reverse mortgage, like you might have heard me talk about before. So this means that homeowners can get cash from their equity with no interest and no monthly payments. Matthew and his team have helped over 100 homeowners use their home equity to pay off expensive credit cards, remodel their home, pay college tuition fees, and even diversify into cash flowing investments, which we talk about all the time. And again, without taking on any more debt or any extra payments. So he has a proven track record with getting with this real estate innovation through his experiences as co-founder of the Secured Real Estate Income Strategies Fund. He is also the president and founder of CrowdVenture.com, which is a real estate crowdfunding company. So Matthew, welcome to our show.
Chris, thank you. Delighted to be on.
Absolutely. So tell us, like, how in the heck did you even come across this strategy in the first place?
It's something that we were looking at for the last 5 years. And it's interesting because of two reasons. First of all, home equity is a $15 trillion untapped asset class. Mm-hmm. So from an investor's perspective, it's very interesting to stumble across these huge untapped sort of reserves of potential investments. But also from a homeowner's perspective, it solves a real problem, because if you are a homeowner and you have equity, your only option right now is to go to the bank and borrow money. And for those of you that are either unable or unwilling to do so, you find yourself in a position where you are house rich and cash poor. And so for many people, that's a very unfortunate state of events. So it was really those two key things that brought us initially to home equity contracts. And we've watched them and followed them and participated in their evolution over the last 5 years.
You've had an interesting background because you've had a finance background. You've even worked with Richard Branson, you know, with Virgin and things like that. I mean, what kind of got you down this path even?
Well, I think the main reason is I am genetically unemployable. So I discovered at a very early age, several decades ago, that the only thing that I would probably be able to do would be an entrepreneur. So originally I'm from the UK. I moved over to Southern California 5-6 years ago. But in the UK, I was very much involved in telecommunications, finance, and technical software development. So really, if you combine all of those two, that's been the common theme. And you're right, I did work very closely with Richard Branson's corporate finance team for a few years. We put together the Round the World Balloon, the Virgin Global Challenger. We put Virgin Jeans, Virgin Cosmetics, Virgin Executive Jets, Virgin Helicopters. We're involved with Virgin Brides. So I saw firsthand how probably one of the greatest entrepreneurs works. And it was a fascinating sight to behold and something that's still with me even today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, so with this, with what you've been doing right now, right? You know, this is something I told this to you when we were talking privately on the phone the other day too, but this is something that, you know, most time hedge funds, if they look at different things, and even like big insurance companies, they're looking buying mortgage-backed securities, and you're now offering an equity position rather than a debt position. You're offering an equity position. And have you started to see some of these big institutions start to catch on and see the vision of this, saying, wow, this is an amazing investment even for me to put money into?
The answer is yes. I mean, if you wind the clock back 3 or 4 years, you might have $100 million a year going into this asset class. Today, over $120 million a month is being invested. So that's over $1.5 billion a year.
Wow.
And that figure is growing at about 400% a year. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing is the track record that home equity contracts, as you can refer to them, they're developing a track record. We're seeing that they're a solid investment. There's $15 trillion worth of equity in single family homes in the US. There are 14.7 million homes in the US where the homeowner has 50% or more equity. So it's an enormous market and it's untapped. So the answer to your question is yes, we are seeing a very significant increase in interest from family offices and hedge funds in this asset class.
That's great. So let's explain a little bit more about how these contracts work, because just to break it down simply, like you said, it's not a home equity line of credit. It's really equity sharing, if anything, right?
If you think about your home, the capital sort of structure of your home, you have two elements. You have the piece of the home that you own, which is your equity, and you have the debt that's associated with it, which is the mortgage. Mm-hmm. And as you continue to pay down your mortgage reduces and your equity component, in other words, the piece that you own, increases. But the problem is, to tap into that equity, there are no buyers of the equity in your home unless you sell your house. So the only way to tap into that is to sell your house. And of course, that's very inconvenient if you don't want to.
Right.
So what we do is we say, how do we find a way of tapping into the value of your home and enjoying the same benefits that you do as a homeowner if your house increases in value? So a home equity contract really works a bit like an option agreement, because it doesn't transfer ownership of the home on the date that you sign the contract. It's a promise as a homeowner that you will, within a certain period of time, which can be up to 30 years, you will, when you sell your home, a certain percentage of the value of your home goes to the investor, and a certain percentage of the appreciation of the home goes to the investor as well. So the investor's objective is to recoup their original investment and share in some of the appreciation that your house has enjoyed over that 30-year period, or however long it's taken. Yeah. And what that means for you as a homeowner is that you get a large lump of cash today, but because it's not a loan, there are no monthly payments, there's no interest, there's no debt, but your commitment is, when you sell your home, or you refinance the contract, which has to happen within a certain period of time, 10 years or 30 years, then you will pay the investor back their original investment plus a share of the increase in value.
That's right. It's really just getting the money out early from when you're rather than trying to sell the property, you're just getting some of that equity out right now so you can use it however you want.
Well, this, and which is exactly what you were saying in the introduction to your podcast, where how do you get the value that you've built up today rather than in 30 million years, which is quite a long time. Yes,
it is. We don't want to wait for dinosaurs to come back for that one, right?
That's right. Yes. I think it feels that way. I think if you're one of the, you know, millions of people sitting on home equity, it probably feels like that. You sort of wake up one morning thinking, hang on, you know, apparently I'm worth $500,000, but you know, I can't afford to send my kids to college. So, you know, what's wrong with that equation? So,
yeah.
So that was one of the original things that really made me interested in this. It's because you are solving a really big problem. It's not just another debt product. It is a financial tool that is so very different. And the great thing is that the institutions are really beginning to see that as well.
Yeah, I see a few pluses for the person that's a homeowner. I mean, one is, like you already mentioned, is having access to equity today without any cost, right? Like there's no actual monthly payment that's involved. So if, like you said, if you're trying to consolidate debt, you know, and this is the key thing. I've had several clients where maybe their debt to income ratios are already too high because they have so much debt. They want to pay it off. They want to get their cash flow under control, but their debt to income ratios are too high and the banks won't give it to them, which is kind of sucky if you think about it, because it's like going to mom and dad and say, hey, can I have access? Can I borrow the car tonight? You know, even though you paid for the car, right?
That is a very good metaphor. It is exactly like that, because you are trapped in this sort of debtor's prison, even though you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars of equity. And it's because home equity, you can't sell it. You can't use it to pay for things. You know, it sits there and it's not useful to you until now.
Until now. That's right. And also I've had situations with clients, and we mentioned this the other night too, where, for example, I have a client where she just barely switched over from W-2 to 1099, earning more income than she was making as a W-2 employee. But just because she changed now into a independent contractor, she's now, the reset button got hit. She's got to wait 2 years of tax returns before a bank would even lend her money.
Yeah.
Although she's got equity in her home. So like for that situation, she would have to sell her home to get access to the equity. And that's not the case.
And that's one of the problems that we solve. So we come across those situations a lot where people simply have earnings capacity and significant earnings capacity, but because they don't fit into a very narrow set of definitions that the banks use to lend money, then they're not able to access their capital. So because we are underwriting the property first and not the person's ability to borrow or make greater repayments, then our focus is much more on the property and far less on the person's ability to pay greater amounts. And in fact, there are many situations where people have released the equity to pay off their existing mortgage or to pay off credit cards, because you're not repaying debt with debt. You're selling an asset you already own, and you're using the proceeds from that to pay off debt, or to, you know, build your, you know, the dream extension, or to go on that cruise that you've always wanted. You know, that's the difference. It's your money. You can spend it whichever way you want.
That's right. Well, and I just thought of another scenario. Somebody gets laid off. I mean, you can never go to the bank when you need money. That's whenever you need money is when the bank will never give it to you.
I know.
That's a perfect example if you've got equity trapped.
But the funny thing with all this is it's a multi-trillion-dollar problem.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something that's isolated to a few small edge cases. Pretty much everyone who's built up equity in their home suffers from the same problem. Mm-hmm. If they want to unlock it, they have to borrow money. So that's it's just because that part of the home asset or the residential property market has not evolved yet. If you go to the commercial property markets, there are all sorts of different types of financing. There's debt, there's equity, there's mezzanine, you name it. There's shared appreciation mortgages. There are all sorts of different mechanisms that use equity and debt to the full extent. Mm-hmm. In owner-occupied single-family and multifamily homes, You just haven't got those tools available. And I think that's what's changing. So that's why we're going to see a real acceleration of the usage and the understanding of these types of home equity contracts.
That's really exciting. That's awesome. So, so how much equity can they access if they go
through you guys? The rule of thumb is, we work with a number of investors. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the landscape, there are about 5 or 6 companies in this space right now. And collectively, there's about $1.4, $1.5 billion a year that's being invested in these types of contracts.
Yeah.
The average is between 17.5% and 20% of the value of the home. So if you have a $500,000 home, depending on who you go to, you could release up to $100,000.
Right. And 80%. Yeah.
Which is 20% of the value of the home. Mm-hmm. But then you have to make sure that if you add that 20% to your existing mortgage, mm-hmm. then it mustn't be more than 80% of the current appraised value of the home. So that's the rule of thumb, really. So it's 80% combined lien to value, because when you take out a home equity contract, a lien goes onto your property to protect the investors. Mm-hmm. So it's anywhere really from 5% to 20% is the amount that you can release.
That's great. That's really good. Now, who would this not be for?
I think really there are a number of people who are very willing and able to borrow money. And so for them, the decision really is, well, our investors or our customers fall into 3 buckets, as it were. One is people who cannot take out a loan. There are people who don't want to take out a loan. And then there are people who are investors who see the appreciation of their equity as sluggish and mm-hmm. simply want to sell so that they can invest in other instruments that provide cash flow or provide faster appreciation potential.
Sure.
So the people that this really doesn't suit are people that can borrow money and say, well, if we compare the cost of your product with a short-term cash out refi, mm-hmm. you're probably going to end up costing more. So I'm going to borrow money. So for those people that can borrow money and want to borrow money, it's available, but it's not always the choice. Mm-hmm. What we find though is there's a massive market for people that can't or don't want to, or simply don't want to diversify out of home equity by using debt.
Right.
And also the final bucket really of people that don't like this is people that think that their home's going to appreciate at a rapid rate year on year for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. So they feel very sort of precious about their equity and don't want to give mm-hmm. it up.
Sure.
But again, that's you know, far fewer of those people exist today as we feel like we are stampeding towards a slowdown in the economy.
Yeah, I imagine the people that feel like maybe the market's going to hit a cap right around now in their markets, those are the probably ones that say, this might be a perfect time because if the value goes down, that's just less I have to pay you. You
know? Absolutely. And that's a very important part about the contract is if the value of the home goes down, we run the risk of losing money. So it's not like a loan where you owe the same amount of capital come rain or shine or no matter what the value of your house is. So, so our home equity contracts are tied inextricably to the value of the home. So there is always that risk of loss to the investor. And that's what really makes it very different to a loan.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much for your time you've given us today. For those that want to actually check out more of your company, I know you've even got a cool tool in there that can actually put in their address and see like what values come up and what they could access and things like that. What's the best way they can go reach out to you guys?
Well, the website has an enormous amount of information. It has the calculator, as you described. Mm-hmm. It's QuantumRE, which is QUANTMRE.com. We have blogs, videos, you can download books, an ebook which explains what home equity contracts are. So there's a lot of resources there, and you can go on and find out potentially how much equity you could release. So there's a lot of stuff that can be helpful to you.
Awesome. Make sure I put that link in the show notes so people don't have to guess on the spelling or anything either.
Yeah, we did sort of struggle with that, but it's there now. So
awesome. Well, Matthew, again, thank you so much. This is really informative, such a cool strategy, and thank you so much for your time.
Chris, it's been great having me on the show, and I really appreciate that. And thanks once again.
Yeah, you bet. And everybody else, thanks again for joining us. And, you know, check out quantumre.com. And obviously, this is a great alternative to getting a line of credit or anything on your home. So if you want to check that out, check out their site. It's in the show notes. I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.